I'm definitely not Athanasios Papageorgiou because he's my male PhD student, at least the last time I saw him. I'm Dr. Christopoulou. I'm lecturer at the University of Patras, and I'm going to give you a short flavor of the first modern photometric analysis of the passing Yuma type binary TAV ZBU, which is a very unusual and interesting system because it has exhibited a lot of period changes since its discovery in 1927, but there exists no modern photometric solution assuming gross slope, especially after its spectroscopic study from Pribula et al., I think, 2009, who revealed the third component in its profile and attributed it to a third body. So we observed this system last year with the University Telescope and CCD camera. We obtained seven minima, primary and secondary. We took the light curve. We constructed all the light curves in BVRI pass bands. But the problem showed up when we tried to construct its OC diagram, because as you can see, there are distinctly two groups, and the second group was shifted by half a period. And at first, I thought I was wrong because I am a newcomer in the field. But then I saw that this is a common characteristic in Yuma type binaries with short period that are characterized. That are characterized from time to time by equal eclipse deaths, and this was noticed first time by Kang et al. 2002, and then from many other researchers. So we corrected this, we constructed our OC diagram, and we fitted it with downward parabolic curves superposed on a sinusoidal oscillation, as indicated by ELIT. With the derived parameters, we use the code available on the internet of Zasher, and we fit our model with FIVI, and the best fit was achieved by putting a dark spot on the most massive. So the last image we have up to date for this system is by using the spectroscopic ratio 0.2 of Pribula et al., that it's an A-type system, at least morphologically, with a degree of overcontact around 52%. We confirmed their prediction of third body because our estimates of third light contribution was in accordance to them. And we evaluated the parameters of this third body, who must have a very eccentric orbit and the period around 30 years. We derived the parameters of the system, and then we put them on the evolutionary code jump stamps to see if it fits with A and W type. And this, you can find it on the poster G27. I like to say that this work has been accepted for publication in Astronomical Journal, and now I realize that G27 is the year of the discovery of TAV-ZBU, and I think it's not a coincidence. Thank you.